arrests in particular, a person arrested for making multiple 911 calls and not just a few.
Right. Just before or just right after midnight this morning, we received a call to Monique Wells' residence. She initially called for police. A few minutes later, she asked for medics because she cut her ankle. Well, when they get there, they determine that she has no injury to her ankle. And she even made the comment, oh, I called you because police weren't fast enough. During that time, the officer looked into how many calls had been made. And just in, I believe, or in the past week, she had called 4 to 5 times in just that week for various reasons, some to medics, some to police. And then they dispatch informed the officer that she'd called 353 times since February of 2011. So over the past couple of years, 353 times from one person. And those are just the ones that they logged. I talked to dispatch earlier, and they said that there were several times she'd call, and they just would tell her we're not coming, you know, because we know of her history.
What is protocol for making a 911 call for anyone who might not understand?
911 is reserved for emergencies only. Basically, if a life is in danger, property is in danger, or a crime is in progress, those are the times when you need to call 911. Other times are reserved for the 361-3888 number is our non-emergency number for Brian. College Stations has a different one. I think it's 764-3600. And those are for non-emergencies, such as a theft that occurred the day before or something along those lines. Do not use either one of those numbers for just, you know, attention or just, you know, your grass needs to be mowed or something along those lines. So save those numbers for emergencies.
Another case that's under investigation involves an armed robbery north of the Northgate area.
On Monday night, about 11 p.m., we responded to College Main and Clay for a robbery. Victim was 28-year-old male, and he was walking home along College Main when he was approached by two males. One produced a firearm. They demanded his possessions and left with his money and his cell phone. That victim complied with his demands and wasn't injured at all. The suspects are described as black males in their mid to late 20s, 5'7 to 5'10, muscular build. One had a T-shirt and shorts on. The other had a hoodie and shorts on. No color description or anything like that. Very vague. The suspect vehicle was a black two-door car. Unfortunately, don't have a whole lot to go on with that investigation, so we're asking that if anybody has any information about that crime or witnessed that crime to contact the police department at 209-5300 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Another case from yesterday involves the theft of a wedding ring. And just to mention up front that College Station Police also had a report of a theft of a wedding ring, but these are two separate incidents.
Correct. This happened on Monday around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Officers responded to the parking lot on Boonville where the Double Days and the Kroger's is located at. A female was selling a wedding ring set online, and she was approached by two individuals. One was described as a black male, 20 to 25 years of age, 5 to 150 pounds, wearing white shorts and a T-shirt. The other one was a light-skinned individual, possibly Hispanic male, could be white male or light-skinned black male, age 20 to 25, 6 foot to 190, wearing a red shirt. They looked at the ring and then fled with that ring. We are currently investigating that case where we are aware of the College Station case and are looking at any similarities.
For someone who wants to sell something of value online, any suggestions to minimize the risk of something like this happening?
Well, you know, in this case, the person selling that ring did the right thing to meet in a public place. However, when it's something that is of that value, you want to make sure that you have someone with you. I wouldn't even be afraid to ask for their ID. You know, well, okay, yes, I'll hand you this, but I need your driver's license. And make sure it is that person before you release that property to them to look at. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And then that way, if they flee with your merchandise, you either have their driver's license with you, or if they've taken it back, then you hopefully have written down that name and information, or have relayed that somehow so that you can remember it. Also, be sure to get the license plate of the vehicle, anything to help you, because there are people who will take advantage.